An Ohio jury has ordered a woman to pay damages to a football player that she had accused of rape.
Cleveland.com reports a civil jury has found a woman liable for malicious prosecution in a rape allegation she made against former Ohio State football standout Garyon Conley more than 5 years ago. The accusation against Conley came shortly before the 2017 NFL draft, in which he had been projected to be a high first-round pick. The 23-year-old woman alleged that he had sexually assaulted her in a Cleveland hotel room. Conley's attorney said the sex was consensual. He asked for just $300 in damages. The jury agreed. I'm Norman Hall.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to return to office. Some wonder if he'll use the opportunity to push legislation to erase some of his legal troubles. Netanyahu is on trial for corruption. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Everybody.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Home heating bills in Wisconsin are going up this winter. Experts say there are steps you can take to reduce the impact. Mike Moen has more.
The Energy Information Administration predicts that Midwest households that rely on natural gas will spend an average of $1,000 on heating bills this winter. That's a 33% increase over last year. Whitney Hayes of the energy nonprofit Elevate agrees the region will see cost headaches in the coming months.
We're expecting gas prices to continue to go up this winter because of things like the war in Ukraine, and we're still doing a lot of recovery from COVID and shipping and supply shock and whatnot. So
she advises that small things, such as making sure there's air sealing around windows and doors, can produce savings on your bill. And energy experts say electric heat pumps have come down in price and are now more reliable in extremely cold weather. David Kalata of the Citizens Utility Board agrees that heat pumps are a strong alternative to natural gas, but he stresses they still might be out of reach for low-income households and that policymakers need to offer more incentives to make them accessible to everyone. Meanwhile, he says maximizing these options will make a difference.
And if you take advantage of this program and then you'll seal cracks in windows and maybe install energy efficient light bulbs, all of that works together holistically.
For those worried about their heat being disconnected this winter, most Midwestern states have cold weather rules, which require utilities to offer a payment arrangement to avoid that scenario.
Budget billing programs don't save you money over the course of a year, but they smooth out your payments, so you pay less in the winter and more in the summer.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha.
If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the NAMI building on 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. Happy Small Business Saturday, everybody. I kicked off my Small Business Saturday on this beautiful morning with coffee from Katrina Cafe on 118 West Broadway Avenue. They also have a stand at the new Winter Farmers Market at Chef Pam's. Check it out. I went there after my show last week, and boy, they get quite a crowd, and there's quite a few exhibits, shall we say. And it's more maybe of a bazaar than a farmers market, which is to be expected in the cold season, but a lot of great offerings there. So check that out. A great way to kick off Small Business Saturday. This week in Waukesha, we reflected on the one-year anniversary of the Christmas parade attacks, and kudos to the city of Waukesha, Mayor Riley and his team for doing an outstanding job with the vigil last Monday. I am reminded of the words of a 20th century Irish freedom fighter, which read, "Our revenge will be the laughter of our children." And for all of us here in Waukesha, I say our ultimate justice will be the laughter of our children. And in this spirit, I'm proud to have on today's show one of Waukesha's favorite children. Indeed, I would assert that he is Waukesha's favorite son, Eric Teagues. Eric, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. By now, most of Waukesha or the world know Eric as a member of the Waukesha South Marching Band who was seriously injured during the parade attack. I know him so much more through my son, Evan, and through baseball. He not only overcame incredible odds to survive, but he was back on the mound pitching for the Black Shirts varsity baseball team just 5 months later, and then batting and fielding within 6 months, I believe,
yes,
of the attack. And he's also played for his club team, Sticks, all last summer and this fall, and is now deciding the college of his choice among multiple scholarships offers. They want him to play baseball, but these scholarships are for academics because Eric is also an honor student. So, and we're also proud to have Eric's dad here, Don. Don, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
Great, great. And Eric's mom, Jessie, who prefers to be silent. She's dealing a little bit of a bug, right? This, as we all do in the holiday seasons. So, you know, where to begin? It's obviously been, for you compared to other families, it's been a very different year. And again, I know you I know Tyler Pudliner, one of the other survivors, and Putty's like me, he's a ham. We crave the attention. We love the spotlight, but you've always been the quiet man. Like when I'm watching you play, it's always, it's your play that does the talking out there. I always enjoyed watching you play, whether it's shortstop or outfield or pitching. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a certain finesse or composure that a lot of baseball players, especially a lot of hotheads like myself, envy. Where to begin? What's this year been like for you? What can you say about this year?
I mean, it's been like a journey, but it's also been like a whole, like, it's like a new path and like a whole way to learn and like see life for me. Like, and that's like changed me overall.
Sure, sure. Well, and also, too, you know, they say it's hard to keep a good man down, but I think it's even harder to keep a good man down from a great family, and that's what the Teagues family impresses me. It seems like you had a ton of support, starting from your brother Tyson, your little brother Tyson,
yeah,
who was there with you when everything happened and has been there through you. And he's also had his own journey dealing with a lot of the trauma. And, you know, what can you tell us about your family that we don't know?
I mean, it's just, they've been amazing. Like, they've always been there, always, like, getting whatever I need, like, to help me, and just, sure, like, always being there whenever I need anything.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now I'm the youngest of 10, and so it's always been, you know, we're very competitive, and so when it's the little brother that's kind of the, you know, in some ways the hero or the one that helped, you know, how does that sit with you? Your little brother was your man, or is that kind of a, that makes you proud? You trained him right.
I mean, it makes me proud that he was there and he handled, like, the situation so well, like, sure, especially, like, contacting my mom right away.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, I'm, like, proud for him for that.
Sure. Absolutely. And then there's an even bigger family. I mean, well, of course, Waukesha, but, you know, Don, who was recently promoted as lieutenant in the Caledonia Fire Department this year.
Correct.
And just, it seemed like the entire fraternity of firemen and women were there for you during this ordeal.
Is that fair to say? The algae started that night. You know, it's the brotherhood and sisterhood of the firefighters,
sure,
police. You know, it's a second family. You know?
Yeah.
I spent a third of my life there on the job, so you get to know everyone very well.
Yeah. Sounds good. And it sounds like you've done well by them because they give you enough time to do some muskie fishing, which is one of your passions, as well as to, you know, you coached Eric and
correct,
when they were young and,
yep,
and still involved. And obviously as number one fans, you get to go to a lot of his games. And so that's, how's that been for you this year?
It was a change, you know, not knowing if he was going to play. You know, that was the OIS thing stuck on our head. He was saying these were his goals, and in the back of my head and his mother's head is this really going to happen?
Right.
You know, we don't want him to fall flat on his face, sure, and get set back even further because something's not going right for him, or,
yeah,
you know, he's not healing as fast as he wants. So that was always stuck in the back of, you know.
Sure.
We thought he'd play baseball again. We didn't think he'd play baseball that fast.
You know, I think a lot of us did too, you know, and what a, you know, it's a credit to all of you and to Eric for just the faith and the resilience. I want to read, and Jesse gave me permission, I want to read a post that she shared on Facebook this week during Thanksgiving. You know, she wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and said, "This holiday always makes me think of how important family is, now more than ever. Eric said I can post this photo, and it was a before and after of when he was in his hospital bed, and then today, I think he's playing a horn, or that picture that I use, that iconic, you know, with your arms there in front of one of the pyramids in Mexico. Is that what, yeah,
Cancun?
I love that picture. And to me too, it's just like so symbolic of, like, you know, look at me now, you know. But anyways, as Jesse was saying, when I look at it exactly a year ago, I told him when you took the picture, it was just for documentation, the first picture that is. He has come so far in this last year. I asked him about a month ago if he ever gets mad thinking about where he would be if the parade never happened. And he says, just matter of fact, no, I'm a better person. We are thankful to all who have been with us through this nightmare turned success story. And just those last few words say it all.
Mm-hmm.
So how'd you do it, Eric? I mean, it's just incredible. What's your secret? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think just like the biggest secret is just like, having good friends and like a positive attitude that's like, so you always have people around you that make you feel better and like making other people feel good as well.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Cause I remember when, Evan first learned about it, he was up at, a birthday party up in the Dells, and he was just like, yeah, it's Teagues. He's going to be fine. You know, just like not even knowing about what happened. He's just like, you know, he's just that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, I talk about a lot on my show about that year that Evan played fall ball with Eric and with another boy named Robert Savickle, and Robert's dad and Eric's dad were the coaches, and it was his first time playing with older kids, and how much he learned from you and from Robert. And sometimes I think it was just the example of watching you guys play out there and having mm-hmm. fun and also sticking to the basics. And, do you like that mentoring part of it? of the baseball?
I mean, yeah, like especially like helping the younger ones. Like it's fun watching them grow and get better too throughout the season. And yeah.
Yeah. So that's great. And now, cause that's what I was going to ask is, so you're a talented musician, you're in the marching band, you're a great student, you've got a lot of other interests and passions. But could you really live without baseball?
I don't think so. No.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's terrific. And so, in college, do you intend to be playing all the same positions you do now? Do you see yourself on the? Do they want you on the mound as well, or just more?
I think the biggest thing they see me as a pitcher, but I'll try for a two way and see how that goes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Because I mean, you're a great hitter too. So I mean, I think they'd want you at the plate.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Because that would be, if pitching becomes number one for you, is college more like the pros where you're not hitting as much? Or?
Yeah, it'd probably just be more focused on just pitching.
Sure, sure. Okay. So, but I think you'd miss the hitting.
Though, yeah.
Yeah. So, because, yeah, you're a great hitter. You're a versatile hitter. Mm-hmm. If I remember, you can hit for power, but you're a great gap hitter and all of those things. So, terrific. So, what are your baseball plans for the winter? I mean, you're still playing some, like, any, like, indoor ball with sticks or?
Oh, no. Just lifting and, like, mobility and stuff like that. And then, like, soon, like, December rolls around, get back into throwing and ramp that up for the season, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So it's back to business for you.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I look at you now, and it's hard to believe that what happened, looking at the same kid I first met a few years ago, only, I don't know, 7 or 8 inches taller. And so, and able to do, you know, so many more things. And whether you like it or not, there's been kind of a celebrity, kind of badge thrown on you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, your teammate Putty, he loves it. He shines on that, and that's great. But for you, you've always still, you're still Eric Teagues,
yeah,
the quiet man. And so, but does that get to be annoying, or do you kind of handle it with a certain amount of grace?
I mean, it can be at times. Like it's not the biggest thing for me. Like the attention, like.
Yeah.
It's all right. Like, I don't want it.
Right.
But, like, it's just there. Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
I think it's something that's been hard for him to try to embrace, to show thanks to everyone, the support he's had and everything. You know, he's very grateful, but he's also very quiet and doesn't want to be the center of the attention.
Sure.
Of everything.
Sure. And I imagine, too, because obviously there are other families that didn't. Had a different result, like the Sparks family and like the five other families. And so I'm sure that feeling of elation that you have is also tempered with what other families are still, dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any like relationship with those other families, especially like the Sparks family at all?
No, I don't.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, it's a very private thing, so that's neat. But it's baseball that unites us.
Yeah.
So that's neat. Do you see yourself someday? We have like 40 seconds before the break, but someday when you get to be like me and your dad, maybe you're not young enough to play anymore. Do you see yourself coaching? And
oh yeah, definitely. Because I feel like I need baseball no matter what I'm doing. Great.
I love that. All right. Well, hey, we're gonna go pay some bills here on the Small Business Saturday. But stick around. We have much more to talk about with Waukesha South baseball star Eric Teagues. Don't go away.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30. We are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies today, with daytime highs approaching 55. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 36. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High of 41. Low 40s Monday. Upper 40s Tuesday with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Sunny small business Saturday morning. For those of you who are crazy enough to brave the crowds on Black Friday, getting the best deals, now's the time to pay it forward or pay it back for those local businesses that are going to sponsor your children's teams or some of the other local causes that are important to you. And who put a lot of money back into our city and also have some great products and services. So go on the hunt this Small Business Saturday. I mentioned the Farmer's Market at Chef Pam's. Definitely check out burlap and lace, especially now a lot of people are starting to get their trees up. Some great decorations there for your tree, among other things. Mary Jane's, I know, has some special deals. And it's not just a CBD store. There's some great fashions there, too. Martha Merrill's, of course, always has great gift ideas. And then for the experiential gift or thing to do, check out iCombat Waukesha over by Waukesha South High School. They're off of Sunset. There's a great, it's kind of a Call of Duty laser tag experience. Jeremy Watson, one of the owners, has been on the show before, and we hope to have him back on before the holidays, too, to talk about what they're doing for the holidays. So a lot going on here. Albanese's, too, has gift cards, and they're an official sponsor of our broadcast of this year's Christmas Parade on December 4th. So a lot going on here in the Shaw. Eric, like myself, we finally have some heat here in the studio. We had some temperature issues here, and so I took my sweater off, and Eric took his off, and he's got a Waukesha South women's soccer shirt on. So it reminded me to give a congratulations to Waukesha South men's soccer team players, Charlie Morose, goalkeeper, and midfielder Coco Montez for being selected to the All-State soccer team. So congratulations to those two and their fine families. Charlie will also be playing for the basketball team this fall, Waukesha South. And I know Eric's been a fan. He went to a lot of games, went to see his little brother playing freshman ball. And do you plan on making a lot of the games this year as they defend their Classic 8 title?
Yeah, I'm going to hopefully see a lot more games this year.
Sounds great. So, but also we want to mention Eric's girlfriend Hannah is on the Waukesha South soccer team. Is not with us today. Unfortunately, she has some really difficult mission work to do in Orlando, making sure that the theme park is safe. Yeah. Make sure the mouse is safe. So, but they took kind of a class trip, right, with the parents, or what was it? It was a group of friends?
This is like a senior trip.
A senior trip.
Yeah, for Hannah, yeah.
Sounds great. That's terrific. But you weren't invited, huh?
No.
You said, I got to be on Don Brown's show, so sorry, can't wait. Yeah, right. So, terrific. So, and you also played football
for a while. Yep. And then you you took a pass on that your junior year to focus on baseball, which is your first love. Mm-hmm. No offense, Hannah, if you're listening. And then is there other sports or hobbies you enjoy?
I mean, I like playing video games a little bit, but not too much.
Sure.
Like, I'll get bored, but me and my friend, like, Robert, and, like, my other friend, Mitchell, we love playing, like, board games and, like, hanging out in his basement. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we need to bring the board games back. You know, it's one thing we did for Thanksgiving because we had more kids this year. Mm-hmm. We put, like, two or three board games in a bag and brought them over, and they were a big hit. So it,
you know what? Robert and Mitchell would come over when Eric, you know, was back home from the hospital, and they would just sit there in the living room, and it was just able to pass time to, you know, for Eric didn't have to think about, you know, the pain and other stuff that was going through, and it's something he could do with his friends that, you know, evolve getting up and doing something. And, you know, those two were just so great through everything.
I bet.
In the beginning. It's just unbelievable.
Now we spend a lot of money on board games.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Robert,
there's some board games that they bought were like $150 board games.
Wow. Yeah. That's neat. Could you ask for a better friend than Robert Savickle?
No, he's great.
Yeah. It seems like two of you have a bond that it goes back quite a few years, right? Since you were kids?
Yeah, since we were playing baseball together.
Sure.
And that's when Mike coached the team. And you coached as well, right?
Yep. Yeah.
They've been together since almost U8.
Yeah.
That's neat. Yeah. And I always like Mike as a coach, too.
Yeah.
So, because for everybody, I had the honor of doing the books for the game because they weren't using Game Changer for fall ball. And then, for a couple of Don's fishing trips, I also got to step in and help coach too, which was also fun because it was a good group of kids.
Yeah.
And I think, and it was fun work, you know, watching Mike and Don coach together. So that's neat. And so is there a spot on the Beloit baseball team for Robert or is he going in a different direction?
He's going in a different direction because I know he wants to go to Purdue. He wants to go to an engineering school because that's his path. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And what are you going to go for again?
Physics and like astronomy.
Physics and astronomy. Yeah. Very cool. That's fine. And Beloit's probably got a great program for that too, huh? So, and a scholarship too. Boy, mom and dad must love that part. Yeah. So
helps out a little bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's terrific. So, well, that's, you know, of course, you know, everyone's very proud of you for that too. So, what about, do you like fishing with your dad?
Yeah, I like fishing, but I don't like the big fishing, like muskies. It's too boring for me.
Is that
sitting there for hours, nothing.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I like going for like bass and stuff like that.
Bait fish.
Yeah.
That's neat. Where do you guys like to go?
Pewaukee.
Okay.
Like, then Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc, Okachi.
Nice. Some great local spots for fishing.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Are you guys into ice fishing at all in the winter?
Or is that not? No. Okay, too cold.
Too cold. Yeah. It takes a special kind of person, I think, to. And I know some friends that are into it, but never. You'll never see me under one of those tents. So, well, terrific. In the minute that we have, do you guys have a plan for Small Business Saturday? Other than these, they brought donuts too. James Santel's Morning Cannoli Show's next, so I think we'll have to save one for Jim because he brings cannolis a lot. So, any plans for Small Business Saturday for you guys or just?
I don't know.
Who knows? We may walk to downtown. I know we may have to do some grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Sounds great. All right. So, we have, we're going to go pay some more bills now. But when we come back, we're going to talk more with one of Waukesha's favorite sons and scholars, Eric Teague. So don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues. Santa Theo.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. GOAT. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More details on Tuesday night's mass shooting that killed six in Chesapeake, Virginia. Our Mike Hempen has them.
Investigators say the Walmart supervisor who shot and killed six co-workers left behind what he called a death note. Andre Bing blamed others for mocking him and said he wishes his parents would have paid closer attention to his social deficits. Bing also said he did not plan the shooting, but that, quote, things just fell in place like I was led by the Satan, unquote. Co-workers who survived the shooting say he was known for being difficult and for being hostile with employees. Police say Bing legally purchased the 9mm gun he used the day of the killings. He had no criminal record. Bing died at the scene of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. I'm Mike Hempen.
Residents of Colorado Springs are reassessing things after last weekend's mass shooting at a gay nightclub. State Representative Leslie Harrod says she had hoped the city would have aged out of hate.
Of transphobia, of racism, of, you know, of homophobia. We're not going to just age out of it.
In fact, she says some are breeding it. Her answer?
We have to actively teach a new narrative. We have to actively embrace people who are different than us or those who are just like us and see us for who we are completely. Colorado Springs should lead that now.
In his nightly address, Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky says the number of people without power across the country has been halved, but that leaves 6 million still experiencing blackouts, the result of Russian strikes. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance's commitment to Ukraine is unwavering.
Allies are providing unprecedented military support, and I expect foreign ministers will also agree to step up non-lethal support.
COVID-19 numbers are trending upward in the U.S. The CDC's tracker shows cases and deaths on the rise. This is AP News.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal. So I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States.
Okay, we're back. This week in Waukesha. Not one of my usual picks for the music. In fact, my wife Melissa chose that one because she said with everything that the Teagues have, after the year they've had, it's time to get the party started, and especially with... you know, Eric's just amazing success story. And in the spirit, I wanted to share a text I received from the new varsity baseball coach, John Stillman, who he was going to call in, but he's in Madrid visiting his daughter. And he said he wishes Eric well and reminds him that the weight room beckons. So, have you had to do much weight training recently?
Oh, yeah, I've gotten back into it. It was like at first it was more... like just like the leg
for physical that. Therapy and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Like slowly building up since couldn't do too much at first, and it's just like making sure everything's good before jumping right back into it.
Sounds good. Yeah. And they said you'll be playing with a new coach your senior year, and I don't know if you know Coach Stillman at all well. But how do you feel about this year's varsity? Your last year of varsity ball.
I feel good. I'm really excited about it. We have a good team going into this year, and I'm excited to see how well we do.
Sure do. Yeah, that's terrific. That's exciting because it's and I know a lot of the kids on the team that also played football know Coach Stillman well since he's the offensive coordinator, and I know they're looking forward to having him at the helm. So a lot to look forward here with the 2023 spring campaign.
his senior year. So, yeah, any, because I know you were in varsity the year before as a sophomore, right? You'd kind of jump back and forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, that year you guys made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think you won a couple games. And then this past season, unfortunately, was disappointing for you, by your own admission, right? Or it just wasn't the kind of season you guys were hoping for, correct?
Yeah. Like, so. You just came up short in a lot of games and, like, kind of almost seemed like we gave up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it seems like with some of the players you lost to graduation that you'll be reloading quite nicely.
Yeah.
With some of the guys coming up from JV.
Yeah. Like, we're going to miss the guys that left, but mm-hmm. we also still have, like, our main core. And so we were young last year, and now we're going to be older and, like, more mature.
More mature. Wiser. Yeah. Sounds good. So, well, terrific. And any predictions for the season yet, or just kind of?
I don't know, but I feel like one of my goals is, like, trying to beat every team at least once.
Okay.
That's, like, a big goal. But
well, hey, sorry for cutting you off here, Eric, but one of your biggest fans has called in, who also coached some youth baseball, Jared Dable. Jared, are you there?
I am.
Yeah. Good morning, Don. Good morning, Jared.
And Donnie.
Jared was a guest on the show.
And
Jared's been a big advocate for moving South football out of the Classic 8, along with many of us, and into a more equitable conference. But Jared's here on different business. Jared, what's going on?
Well, you know, I just got a quick question for Eric. Well, two quick questions for Eric, I guess. Is one, which of the underclassmen do you feel might make the biggest impact coming up to varsity baseball this year for Waukesha South?
Let's see. So, like, tours on JV. So, not anyone.
Yep.
All right. I feel like it would definitely have to be either Logan or Evan. Especially just because of
well,
the
those bat. Are good. Those are good answers.
And safe answers with both hands, you know, listening in. So, good job. Yeah.
But especially just for the bats, because that's, like, the biggest thing we need is some big sticks in there.
Yeah, and they have those, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good call.
And my second question, Eric, is, you know, I've known you since you were, you know, probably about 7 years old now. And I can remember when you were little, you used to have really nice haircuts. When do you think you're going to get another one?
You'll see one during the baseball season.
During the baseball season?
Yeah. Get a baseball cut, yeah.
Yeah, this could be a good one.
I promise you that.
Well, that's awesome because you know I'm able to look at you guys on Zoom today. And it looks like that hair is getting a little out of control.
There's a lot of it. I'll be honest.
Yeah. It's like one of those like '70s rock stars, you know, like Peter Frampton when he had hair. So it's a good look, though. Trust me.
He's got the curls for the girls.
Curls for the girls.
He's got to trust the process. Yeah. We're in the middle phase.
No, but seriously, I'm glad to see you. See you back up and moving. I know you had a great summer baseball mm-hmm. season, and I'm just proud of you for sticking to it and not letting it get you down.
Thank you.
All right. Jared Dable, anything else before we let you go?
No, I think that should do it. I think anything else I'm going to bring up with Donnie about not getting me out fishing this year, so.
That's right. Yeah. You know, it's funny. You know, the Teagues brought the donuts, Jared, so I apologize. I brought water. So, yeah, Jared was a little salty about it. And rightfully so, because all the hard work you're doing on getting South football out of the Classic 8. So keep up that good fight and let us know if there's anything we can do to help. Eric, as a former football player, would certainly be happy to support that cause. So,
keep getting that word out there that we need to move. And then, I mean, it'll be easier down the road to get some other teams out of the Classic 8, too, and kind of succeed there. So,
sounds great. All right. Jared Dable, thank you very much. So, enjoy your Saturday, Jared. But we may be getting another call from the downtown alder person, downtown Alicia Halbenslaben, to just give a few words out for Small Business Saturday. So Calvin, be on the lookout for her call. And Alicia is going to be coming on the show sometime in December too. So to talk about the performing arts here in downtown. So, and again, as mentioned, Eric is a performing artist playing trumpet. Do you still play in the marching band or play any music at all?
Oh, I'm in concert band. Yeah.
Okay. Concert band. That's neat. Yeah. That's right. We saw some pictures, I think. And, I love that one picture your mom put of you, like, just jamming on the trumpet. So we continue doing the music in college, even just, like, avocationally or for fun?
I don't know if I'll do it in college, but it'll always be, like, a part of me.
Sure.
Yeah.
What is there a genre that you like? Like, so being a horn player, I imagine you might like some good jazz.
Yeah, it's fun, like, something moving, and, like, yeah.
Yeah. So, I forget. Does Robert play an instrument?
Yeah, he plays the same instrument as me and Mitchell. We all since sixth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and what's Mitchell's last name again?
Crawford.
Mitchell Crawford. Okay. Oh, that's right. He's a catcher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I know Mitchell. Yeah, so. But that might be, you know, when you guys are home for college break, I guess you guys doing a little little trio, a little ensemble, just jamming, so.
Break out the trombones.
Yeah, so. Well, that's terrific. So, that's right. The holiday. Have you asked for have you asked Santa what you want for Christmas this year yet, Eric?
Yeah, I've asked for some Dr. Squatch.
And what is Dr. Squatch? I have to proclaim it.
It's all like natural, like soap and all that, like candles and stuff. Yeah,
I love. Okay, so yeah,
they got those word commercials.
Yeah. Okay,
so Eric's a naturalist. I love it. That's fantastic. So, hey, now what about diet? Do you have a diet that also helps with your kind of your strength training and your
No, not really. I'm just trying to gain weight, so like eat as much as I can.
Sure.
Yeah. And so like working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means you really are focused on pitch, because I know a lot of great pitchers tend to be a little heavy on the heavier side, right?
Yeah.
So, well, good. So, now we asked about we talked about basketball. You're a fan of your brothers,
mm-hmm.
and what do you like to do with Tyson? Like, what do the brothers like to do together?
We like the 1v1 in basketball.
The what? A 1v1?
Yeah, said? Yeah. Because okay. we have a hoop on our garage.
Yeah.
That's also fun.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll play video games together.
Okay.
And then, just do what Sounds normal great. Brothers do.
That's right.
Fight once in a while.
He's a sophomore this year, right?
Yeah.
So, it's only 2 years apart. Close enough in age. So, that's right. Yeah. That's how my brother nearest to me was, he was... born, he was like a year and a half, 2 years older than me, but because he had a late birthday, he was held back here. So mm-hmm. we were grade apart. So that made it a lot more intense for us too. So, but it's good you guys have a little space there. Mm-hmm. So what's he going to do now? I'm losing my memory already. Did we talk about did we announce your college of choice already on the show?
No, we haven't.
Oh, can we do that now? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready to, so yeah, let's hear it. Drum roll.
All right.
Calvin was a drum roll. No. Who are the ones? Let's build this up. My apologies. You have at least two offers, correct?
Yeah.
And who are the two schools?
Oh, it was Luther and then Beloit. Okay.
Luther in Decorah, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
the home of Toppling Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
So mom and dad may be leaning that way if they like good beers. You know,
we were there and sampled.
Yeah.
When we did our tour.
Yep. And then the other one is
Beloit College.
Beloit College. And Beloit's obviously got a good baseball program. What else are they known for?
Oh, they're a really good, like, science school.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, which one is it?
Yeah, I'm going to Beloit College,
Beloit College. Yeah. And what's their nickname?
The Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers. I love it. So Eric is going to be a Bucco.
Yeah.
Buccaneers. And not too far from home, so mom and dad like that. You know, you can get Pseudo-Sue or Toppling Goliath at the store, so... that's also a good thing.
A little easier to travel for games.
So, and playing some local teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's terrific. Okay. And they offered you a scholarship, right?
Yep.
For academics.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. What's your grade point average?
It is a 3.97 right now.
3.97.
Yeah.
So, wow. That's amazing. So, and are you in the engineering academy or just?
No, just normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, that's, you know, that's mm-hmm. not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
3.9. You might even be ranked in the class, right? Do they still rank like top 10?
Yeah, I believe so.
So, and do you know where your rank is? It's got to be in the top 20 at least.
Yeah, somewhere in the 20s, I know.
Okay.
I believe, yeah.
So, well, that says a lot about your school, too, mm-hmm. that you got a 3.97 and you may not be in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, kudos. Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
So, what are your favorite classes besides the science ones?
I really like history.
Love it. Me too.
U.S. history last year was really nice. That was my favorite class last year.
That's fantastic. So, yeah, so my wife Melissa texted, and we talked about this during the break, honey, but she wants to mention that former South basketball star Tommy Glenn plays basketball at Beloit, so we're expecting you guys to, you know, maybe hang out once in a while at the Beloit campus, or at least show that South pride, you know, like wear your South letter jackets around campus and let the world know that your black shirt's strong. So, hey, you know, and it's one of the reasons I wore this black shirt strong today. When I think of black shirt strong, and I'm not patronizing, I think of Eric Teagues and the Teagues family. So it's, again, it's an honor to have you here. Congratulations on Beloit College. So history, one of my favorite history lessons, or questions I ask my kids is, I have a couple favorites, but who was the Attorney General under President John F. Kennedy?
Oh. Do you know, Dad? I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. They were related. He was a relative.
Was it his brother?
Robert F. Kennedy,
Bobby.
Attorney General. Yep. So, and a very interesting time. So, good era to study. So, yeah, we'll think of some more history questions. Do you like modern history or more like the going back in time?
I like, yeah, like the older history.
The older history, okay. Yeah. So, like the Romans or the Roman Empire? Or?
Yeah, that's really cool, yeah.
Okay.
Like first civilizations.
Sounds great. You're talking to the son of a Latin teacher. It took 3 years in high school. So, and a big part of it was the history, mm-hmm. as much as the language. So, yeah, so I may have to throw some good Roman history to you. Is that 2 minutes, Calvin? Or okay, all right. So here we got 2 minutes. How about, do you know Cicero well?
Who?
Cicero. Okay, no, we'll pass on Cicero. So yeah, we should stick to Caesar, right? Calvin, Julius Caesar. We all know Caesar, right?
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah. No, I'm gonna need more time to think about that. So, but. Anyway, that same text just popped up from Melissa about Tommy Glenn. So that's right. Hey, what other classes do you like though?
Let's see. This year, I mean, I like AP Econ. I mean, it's not like a hard class, so that's why I kind of
for
like
you,
it. Yeah.
So I was at our time with it. So. But I know the fact that you can understand that though, it's
yeah.
So, because that also happens, I believe, and it sounds obvious that the better you know econ, I think the better you are at understanding finances mm-hmm. and your own financial management. So, it's good that you enjoy that, and it comes relatively simple to or easy to you.
Yeah.
So, fantastic. So, are there any classes, though, like in accounting or finance that you've had to take or no?
Oh, I haven't taken any of those, but okay. there are options that you can take.
Sounds great. All right. So, and now with the sciences, obviously you've had physics, and do they offer astrophysics or?
Oh, they didn't have anything like that. Okay. So this year I took environmental studies.
Oh, neat. Yeah. Okay. That's extremely important. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot more to talk about that. So, terrific. Okay. So, we're going to go to another break, but in our last segment with Eric Teagues, we're going to talk about a very exciting future, again, from one of the great. Success stories here in Waukesha as This Week in Waukesha continues on the Small Business Saturday. Do not go away.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly sunny skies today, with daytime highs approaching 55. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 36. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High of 41. Low 40s Monday. Upper 40s Tuesday with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you.
Wait, so which one?
If you ever find yourself lost.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha with honor student, baseball star, Eric Teagues, and his mom and dad, Don and Jesse. And we have a caller. It's the alder for downtown Alicia Halbin Slabin. Alicia, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can, yeah. What do you have to say to Eric Teagues? I know you had a little message there in the text.
I do. I got to say, go Buccaneers. I went to Beloit from 2007 to 2011, so I'm so glad to hear that you chose Beloit. Great school.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, good. Hey, and then you also have another message for us, Alicia, on this Small Business Saturday. What's going on?
I do, yes. I did want to call in and remind everybody that today is Small Business Saturday and encourage everyone to go out and shop locally. I know that there were some great Black Friday deals yesterday, but hopefully you didn't spend all of your money and you can spend some locally here in Waukesha at some of our great small businesses. I know I'm going to be out later on Main Street hitting up Flippin' Fabulous, Burlap and Lace, Almont Gallery, and probably a few others as I walk around.
Yeah. And then, you know, you gave me a good idea, too, Alicia, is that people love gift cards and there's all these amazing places to eat in downtown Waukesha, People's Park, Magellan's, Mainstream, which may very well be the greatest burgers perhaps in the whole universe. And
absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Best burgers.
Toftee's Tables, you know, quite a few places. And then even outside in the city, Albanese's Roadhouse, who's sponsoring this year's broadcast of the Christmas Parade. And you know, Ray's Grain Brewery's got a great kitchen, too, in the tap room there. And so many
places. Yeah, and you can stop by Steaming Cup today as well. They've got Santa will be there this afternoon.
Santa's at the Steaming Cup. Okay. Yeah, yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's going to be, that's going to drive
some people.
So. 1 to 3. Yeah. Oh, he's coming late today then. Okay. That's pretty smart on their behalf because they're always busy in the morning. So
they are, yeah. Well, otherwise it would be overwhelming, right? Santa plus everybody trying to get their morning coffee. So yeah, Santa will be there this afternoon as well as through December, 1 to 3.
Sounds
so
great.
If you can't make it out today, there's always the art crawl next week.
Yeah. So Alicia, in addition to being an alumnus of Beloit, aren't you a native of that area? Did I get that right?
I'm not. I have family in the Janesville area.
That's right. Okay. I knew Southern Tier. Okay. Yep. All right. But a Buccaneer nonetheless.
Buccaneer nonetheless.
Sounds
Turtles
great.
All the way down.
Turtles all the way down. I'm not sure I know what that means.
We have two mascots at Beloit. We have the official Buccaneers mascot, and then we also have Turtles, which is the unofficial academic mascot.
That explained the Turtles at the bookshop.
Okay. Yeah. So interesting. All right. Some Beloit knowledge or what should we say, history or heritage that we're learning about. That's very good. So, any other tips for Eric on the college of his choice, Alicia, before we let you go?
Make sure you get your res life information in early. Mm-hmm. So you make sure you get the good dorms.
There you go.
Some are definitely better than others.
All right.
Look for the ones with air conditioning.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. Terrific. All right. Alderperson Alicia Halbin Slabin, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. Go out and hit those small businesses, and maybe we'll see you over there at Crush later today. for a couple glasses of wine.
Probably will. Don't worry.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks again.
So, yep. Thanks for having me.
Terrific. So, so you guys said you had a nice Thanksgiving, right? And did you guys travel or you stayed home?
Oh, we just stayed home.
That's nice. Did you have any extended family over, or was it just the immediate?
It was just the five of us. We were all a little sick, so we didn't want to get anyone else. Just us five.
Okay. Sounds good. But you're feeling better now, right?
Yeah.
Sounds terrific. Good deal. How about at Christmas? Any big plans?
No, I think just seeing the family and just getting all together, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be terrific. So, well, what's in the, I guess, 5 or 6 months now, you know, before you graduate, what goals do you have, you know, in the classroom, on the diamond, other aspects of your life? What do you have going on?
I just want to enjoy it. Like, it's senior year, and it's like the last part of like being a teen and like growing up before the real world, and it's just like the time to enjoy it and soak it all in.
Well, it sounds like you're already way ahead of the game, looking at your success in the classroom and on the diamond and the other aspects of, you know, your music. And with those extracurriculars, it's not only the fact that you do well in those, but that you enjoy them, that they, they're passions, they're like great loves. And so, and that's enviable because not a lot of people, it takes years for people to figure out what it is they really love or what they want to do. And then, again, with this experience that you obviously never forget, and we won't, that you've said it's made you a better person, it's made you stronger. That, again, I think that's something that sets you apart maybe from all the rest. So, and the character you exhibited, you and your entire family, you know, during this whole ordeal. So it's really something to, you know, for us to admire. It certainly is an inspiration. So, and again, it's not a joke when I say, you know, when I think Black Shirt Strong, I think of you and I think of your mom and dad and your brother and your sister and the example you set, you know, for the rest of the community. Mm-hmm. So 2 minutes we have left. What do you want to tell us that we haven't talked about already? I can't think of a good Roman history question other than who was Caesar's best friend that plotted to kill him?
Oof. I don't know that one.
Et tu, Brute? Brutus.
Oh.
I stumped the honor student. No, only kidding. So, but yeah, what else do you want to tell us about in this time that you have?
I don't know.
Just get out there and support the Black Shirts. Basketball season's getting ready to kick off.
Love it.
Yeah.
Defend that title. Pack the gym.
Yep. And then get ready to pack the diamond or pack Frame Park and any other venues that you play at for the spring. So that's terrific.
Make it a good senior year.
Yeah. Make it a great senior year. And will you guys be going to this year's Christmas parade? Is that a fair question to ask?
Oh, yeah. Me and my mom, I think we're both on the float. Yeah.
You'll be on the float. Okay. Yeah. Oh, it'll be a float, huh?
I'm driving it and Tyson's my co-pilot.
I love it. So, is it a fire truck or just
a it's a float for the Waukesha South Band.
Sounds great. All right. Well, Eric Teagues, Don Teagues, Jesse Teagues, thanks so much for your inspiration, for joining us today, for all that you do for our city. And congratulations on what's an amazing senior year and what I know will be a fantastic baseball campaign this spring. So, enjoy the rest of your day. And everybody on the Small Business Saturday, please don't forget, safety is everyone's responsibility. And Mayor Sean Riley joins us next Saturday. And then we'll be covering the parade next Sunday. So bye for now and see ya. Hey, goodbye.
You can count on me because I can.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life.
But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.